My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You damn Skippy. It is a football Friday.
Oh, yeah. Here in the loop. We need some music.
I'm super excited.
Get in the mood here.
As it seems like everybody is in Texans Nation. Do people like it when you say like Texans Nation?
I'm not a big Nation fan.
Yeah, I was like, I figured that you
I'm not a big
be.
Strong fan either.
Houston strong.
Such and such strong.
Yeah, but that's usually like recovering from some level.
I know.
I'm jaded.
I'm not jaded. A fan of cancer recovery, I guess.
I'm just jaded on that. It gets old fast on me.
Unbelievable. Any other things you want?
Not a big fan of cancer recovery. Well, John's, you didn't have to go
John's
there.
John's not impressed by a city coming back from a hurricane.
Yeah. Tragedy.
I just think it's
what
over,
is this Houston strong?
I just
crap.
Recovering from tragedy. Who cares?
I think it's overused. It's not that. Get out of here, Sean. It's like that. Yes, I get it. But like when somebody has a puddle in their front yard, you know,
that would be me.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I managed.
River Oak strong.
Right. Like yeah. I used a YouTube video to figure out how to reset my iPhone. I'm Sean strong.
Yeah. River Oaks strong. You don't hear that often. You don't.
Man, we are near. I feel like we can
so
taste
no Texas
game
Nation. Yeah,
no,
to
no
answer
Texas
your
Nation.
Question.
But hey, man, all folks who are excited for this one. I think there's a lot of folks out there who's excited for this one, including us in the loop, all of us, Sports Radio 610.
Now I feel bad. Go ahead.
You should. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm in my own head.
That's a great way to start. We got you for 4 whole hours, and Lopez will be in it. Oh, no, don't apologize. This is how I wanted it. This is exactly... down for H-Time. Yes, sir. Appreciate you, 832. Everybody that's down for H-Time. We are excited for Sunday Night Football. Your Texans versus the Chicago Bears. And, like, just, I don't know if the excitement could be more palpable. I know that Sean made a great point. Like, you know, I've been in a place where I'm kind of used to seeing primetime games, and yet and still, right, the very apparent acknowledgement that the fact that this is not something that happens all the time, and there's an appreciation for them, and it's an excitement for it. You could feel it all the way through the city.
It's not just the game. It's the season. It's the anticipation. It's counting down the days to Christmas is what this season.
Ooh.
This season is counting down the days to Christmas.
Literally and figuratively.
Remember when you were a kid, you had those little, what do they call them, where you pull off the tab and, seven more days or whatever.
Advent calendar?
Advent calendar. Like this season is an advent calendar that this city.
Why did I remember that?
That's a good pull. But this city has been waiting, you know, for so long for. And that's the best way I can describe it. It's like, I've been excited. I get excited. You know, as jaded as I am, as many seasons as I've been through, I get excited every year. This is different. this is different because it's my city, it's our city, and it's a real shot. And it's and it starts on Sunday Night Football. Come on, man.
And I think the beauty of it, obviously primetime is just like, it's fun.
Yeah.
But I think also a large part of this, and our guy Andy Kalu made mention of this in kind of, I don't want to say a roundabout way, but in a slightly different way than what I'm going to say, it's a showcase game.
Yes.
Right? Like, I think that's also the beauty of this is that now, obviously, this team is in a place where they are darlings. People are actually paying attention. But the beauty of a primetime game is there are no other games on in the biggest sport in this nation. Mm-hmm. And so everybody is trained on you, and it's an opportunity for you to step up to the national stage and go, this is who we are.
Yeah.
This is what we bring. And it's kind of really fun that it's going, you're going up against a team that, I mean, look, we'll talk about it all day, but a team that I think you match up incredibly well against, and you are primed to be able to put your best foot forward on a national stage.
And at home. You know, what a great win last week. You go on the road to, I think, your biggest competition. You're up against it. You as we've talked about, you know, play grown man football in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. Great win. Still different when you're doing it at home with your crowd.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I said with you guys before the show, to me, this is a no excuses game. You know, it really is. And it's not like, oh boy, you know, you guys are on call, you know, you're on watch. No, I just think it's a no excuses game because there's so many things that we're anticipating and that we're looking forward to. Prime time, we mentioned that. Most everyone is healthy. And by the way, you do want to stay plugged in within the loop here with Reggie and Figgy and I because there's going to be a very important injury report that's going to drop probably during our show in the third hour. You got most everyone healthy. The crowd is going to be nuts. The tailgating scene.
Buddy.
The tailgating scene is going to be off the charts.
I'm excited for that personally, as I will really get to get into that ahead of this game. And so, yeah, I'm very, very much looking forward to the eats and drinks.
And on top of all that, the matchup, as you mentioned, is very favorable for this squad. So it's not like, you know, you guys better win. And no, I'm just saying there's no excuses. This is what we've been anticipating.
And I think that's the way that's the way that we're starting to frame the way that we watch this team, right? Like, I think that there have been a lot of years that have been not as successful, not as fruitful. And that is the way that I will say this as nicely as I can, right? Mm-hmm. You know the things that you are thinking about. The years in which Jack Easterby is at the helm of, or some of the other years that you can look at in Texans history, recent history. This is not that. And so I think also this game provides everybody an opportunity to adjust the framework, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about the fact that markets are looking at this team as a Super Bowl contender flat out, right? Period.
Right.
And end of sentence at that point, right? We've talked about them as a top two, top three team in the AFC, which again, we're talking championship week at that point.
Yeah.
And if you have those type of expectations, the responsibilities that you have are in days like this where it can't be any excuses against a team that you are on paper better than, right? A team that it seems like you absolutely have the jump on.
Yeah.
And I think that is also what this primetime game gives you an opportunity to and represent is, are you living on this new rubric as opposed to the old one where it's like, oh, well, everything is found money. Oh, no, not found money. There's expectations and, you know, and realities that you have to live up to. Are you going to do that? And I think one of the things that's encouraging just generally is we keep getting more and more confirmation of the fact that this team thinks in that way. I don't know if you saw the piece in The Athletic about C.J. Stroud. And the ways last year where after they lose the second game of the season, where he looks around in the locker room, is like, where are my leaders? I need leaders. And you have guys that are, I mean, in a rookie situation, two games in, I know Jimmy Ward was injured at that point, so he didn't feel like he had the leg to stand on to step up and be loud in that moment. But C.J. Stroud, already in last season when I don't think we had those kind of expectations, stepped in, was like, yo.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This is not good enough. Like, how much more so now that you're in this place where there's the expectations outside, but also the clear and ever-present expectations inside of the building.
Yes,
that they have.
And I think you know, for their own, from their own perspective, like, this is going to be a confirmation type game, a no excuse type game. Because one thing we know, and we're going to talk about last night's game here in about 12 minutes, but one thing we know is teams that are in this category do this. They open the season at home. I mean, if you're legit, this is a no excuse game in the locker room. Like, the Bills went into Miami last night and did what a really good contending team should do. The Chiefs we saw last week. So if you are in that category, it's not like, you know, I know it's any given Sunday, the old cliche, but for teams that are in that next class, and the Texans fancy themselves, and we think they're going to be in that next class, you take care of business here, and yeah, you do it with authority.
Am I in trouble, fellas? I need y'all to help me out here.
Why is that?
The text line, 619. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the San Diego area code.
Earlier, I was about to say, what's 619?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
San Diego.
Did you not watch any Wrestle? Because I feel like everybody learned about the 619 area code because of Rey Mysterio. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. But, like, I did mention that this will be my first opportunity to be, like, in a stadium during a game in the NFL. And first of all, someone also asked me, are you 10 years old? No, I'm not. The TV experience is just so easy to, you know, partake in. But, somebody said, 619 said, if the Texans lose Sunday night, you are banned from attending future games.
Right? We're not doing that.
Additional stakes for me personally.
Oh, was it Ron?
It was Tyler.
It was Tyler. Yeah, that's right.
He said every time he went to a game, they lose.
And by God, they did.
Yeah.
They sure did.
All right, so I need to ask him then.
Yeah, no, don't
get involved.
Yeah, don't mess with that.
But okay, so I'm excited for the game itself. Also, kind of excited for some of the things that we heard about the performers. Like, they are taking the primetime feel all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Clay Walker will perform the national anthem.
Oh, great.
Wait, what? Hey. What happened?
Hey, that song haven't been played in what, this year?
Oh, yeah. What's it called?
It's football time in Houston. Yeah.
So as long as they don't do that.
Okay.
He can sing the anthem. Oh, God. Let's exercise that. Once and for all.
Hey, we haven't heard this in a minute, man. This sounds a little better, right?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Well, it's finally here. I've been waiting. Yeah.
It is finally here, Lopez. We're a couple days away.
Need to bring it back Sunday.
Why'd you do this, Figgy?
To annoy you.
Yes. Why'd you do that?
I think you're doing a great job. Keep going. So Clay Walker will sing the national anthem. But also, I think this is the part that really excited me personally. Very Houston of halftime. Slim Thug, Maxo Cream, Big X the Plug will all be performing at halftime. And that felt like, I think that also feels like something that I've been really appreciative of with this team. Like, we talk about the team culture, but the organization culture is one that's really seeming to get, like, be on that upward trend as well with the entirety of the footballing of the team.
Yeah, sure.
But you're also seeing that I love the embrace that this team or this organization has had of everything Houston in, like, even a more granular way than before. Like, I just can't imagine what the experience is going to be at NRG on Sunday.
They've really leaned in the last couple of years to the H-Town. H-Town made. There's a sign right behind you that says that. All that.
Sure does. And it also says 2023 playoffs, which that's a fun remember.
We might have to take that down. Let's not live in the past just yet. So
we get another banner.
We
have to earn another banner, and then we'll bring this down.
We don't put up playoff banners in this studio. Oh, wait, we do.
at least we don't put up AFC Championship participants.
Yeah, division champs. And Parker McCollum is going to lead the team out, so that's kind of cool. He's a real
H-Town fan.
He was watching
it during the 2021 season.
Oh, big time. He's a legit Texans fan. Clay Walker, go ahead and sing the anthem. I'm sure it's going to be good. But
he's a Titans fan. Well,
isn't he a season ticket holder?
Oh, is he for real?
Yeah, he's a Titans fan. Okay.
Yeah. That's why I roll my eyes. It's football time in Texas.
There it is. I was like, is he going to do it? He is.
I'm glad they kind of got rid of that song.
You think?
That song, hey, that song was around for like 22 years, man.
You think? No offense. I'm sure he's a very talented. Well, I know he's a very talented fella, but yeah, that's enough of that.
Yeah, man. I don't know that there's going to be a better place to be on a Sunday than NRG Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited. Very looking forward to Sunday Night Football, Texans. Bears. And is there anything else for you outside of just like the football of it all? Because obviously tailgate is going to be popping, right? First opportunity for all the tailgaters when it comes to like the regular season.
Yep.
And I'm super excited about halftime. And shout out to 832 who said thanks for the enunciation of Big X the plug. Had no idea how to say the name.
That's not that hard, is it?
I didn't think so. But yeah. You know, if that's a service that you needed. We can hear it in the loop. Have you covered?
The only other thing, and we mentioned it.
Text in more things you'd like pronounced. 713-572-4610. We'll do our best to help.
Something special about going to the game and tailgating as the rest of the NFL schedule is completing itself, at least until Monday night. Mm. But you know, there's something special about a night game. It's not just the prime time. Like, we know that's special. We've talked about it. But it's just something cool about, you know, dusk is setting. You're out there getting a sip on, getting a drink on, and some great food, and you're watching other football. That's just something really, really cool about it.
People are kind of split when it comes to the song that we were playing earlier. 713 said, "Get that football crime in Houston song off my air, please." That's hilarious. But then someone else is talking about Lopez, "You're a Hater." That's the best song ever of all songs. All right.
I feel like they're being sarcastic. Well, I mean, it wasn't even... It was cool for like 2 or 3 years, maybe. And then they're like, okay, that's enough of that. Stop it.
You know, I would feel better about this song if it was actually somebody that supported the Texans.
Yeah.
Man.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, maybe that is it.
Because at the end of the day, it's like, man, this dude, he'd be at the Titans games, man.
Yeah. Somebody said Lopez is a Titans fan. No.
I can say definitively that he is not. And if he is, he hides it very well.
No, I'm not.
All I've ever gotten is disdain when it comes to that man for that particular organization and the owners of it.
Yeah, don't share those texts that I send you about
it. Yeah, I will not. All right, we get it. But it will very, very, very soon be football time in Houston. Super excited for this game. And look. Don't be the jerk here, all right? That's like you guys act like you've never seen a Sunday night football game.
When was the last time you've been to a Sunday night football
here
game?
In Houston?
Yeah.
It hadn't happened.
Was it pre-COVID?
And I think really the big thing for me is it's not even just the game itself. It's I think what it represents for this organization.
Sure.
There was a text earlier, and let me see if I can pull it up. But somebody said it feels like you're at the start of a dynasty.
That's why I said it's that advent calendars type of season, and this is the start. This is this is where you really start to unfurl what you're going to see this year, at least what you hope you're going to see this year.
Almost game day on a football Friday here in the loop. Sports Radio 610, man. Keep it locked right here. Get involved with the program, as a lot of you already have. Text line 713-572-4610. The Odyssey app's always there for you, as are the YouTube and Twitch pages. But coming up next, let's circle back to football in week two that happened yesterday. We talked about this being a big AFC matchup at the top of the conference. What do we figure out? And Tua got hurt again. Let's talk about all that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.